Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Friday. Colin's on lap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's in his spot. Jim Colin, he's at his house too. It rained last night, so be forewarned. Text if I sound hollow. Text if I don't. Text either way to let me know. But normally when it rains the night before, the audio's terrible from my closet. Good morning to you, Chris. How's everything?
Everything's great, and you sound just wonderful.
So, I know. We can never tell, right? It's like people have to tell us on the radio. You can't see me on the radio. So that's that. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I sound okay, but it was crazy. I went back and listened the other day when it had rained the night before, and the first hour and 10 minutes was just atrocious, the audio, and then it got better. So I don't know. It sounded real hollowy. All right, I got something for you. So, okay. Trisha Pittman is out today on the local news, right? And our friend Liz Kilmer, so Liz Kilmer is in today. She's doing traffic on Channel 11, right?
All right.
Before traffic cams got in, okay? And by the way, I am noticing my wife moved some clothes around, and there are fewer clothes, so it could sound a little hollowy in here. I got to get more stuff hung up. She moved some stuff, so it might be bouncing a little. Anyway, Liz Kilmer is in, and Trisha Pittman is out. Back before there were traffic cams everywhere, where you and I could go to like PennDOT.org or whatever and look at the traffic cams coming off of the HOV lane and this place, could you, back in the day, I mean, this might be a question for McAtee when we all get back in the office, could you just absolutely have faked a traffic report?
Oh, guarantee it. Theater of the mind, my friend. Parkway West looks clear until you get to the runaway truck sand pile, and then things probably start to back up. Yeah, and who would know?
Right, for like a long time. The only people that would know are, in this, I'm talking like before cell phones, especially, because the only people who would know would be the people that would be in that spot at that very time. But you would only know in the old school ways by sitting very high above the city at like the steel building and or being in a helicopter, right?
Yeah, that's the only – you're right. In order to get a view of like the entire city, there are basically two places, and maybe – you don't really get a view of the whole city from Mount Washington. You can't effectively see traffic from up there. You can see a couple important spots, but not enough. But, yeah, you'd have to be at the top of one of the taller buildings downtown or in a helicopter. You're absolutely right. So you could just make it up. And Pittsburgh traffic is reliable, at least pre-pandemic, reliable enough that you would know exactly where the choke points were going to be. Like, you would know that between, say, like, 4:30 and 6 in the afternoon, the Parkway East slowing as you come to the Fort Pitt approach in the bathtub section. You know, after a heavy rain, you could just make it up. Mon Wharf parking is closed. You know, all those things.
Right. It slows the top of Green Tree Hill. You know,
right.
Like, I mean, no, you're right about that. You can put a recording on. But I was thinking about that this morning. I wonder how many people we got to ask McAtee. And by the way, I'm lowering this blind so you hear a little noise because I think that insulates the sound a little. I'm so worried. We're like 5 months into this or whatever. I'm still worried about the littlest sound ricocheting. I don't know. There has to have been a time where somebody has come in hungover or they didn't feel like making the call or they have like traffic spotters back in the old days. I'm talking before these traffic cams where they just half-assed it and were like, you know what? It's the same every day. What about, you know, yeah. So it slows towards the Warner Ray truck sand pile. I don't know.
I guarantee you there were traffic people back in the day who had their script set up and ready to go for like the first hour and a half or so of the you know, the morning hours. Because really, it's so reliably predictable around
yes.
here that it doesn't start to build until a certain time. And then, you know, again, you can predict where all the choke points are going to be. Parkway East slowing as you approach the Squirrel Hill tunnels, back
right.
into Wilkinsburg, you know, Greensburg Pike, all those things. It's
bumper
all predictable.
Bumper to bumper between the 31st and the 40th Street Bridge on 28.
Every
day. And we're getting a text here. I'm pretty sure they absolutely still do that now. They tell me the Squirrel Hill tunnels are packed every day on the way into the city, but I blow through them at 60 miles an hour.
Well, maybe we're getting to the bottom of something here.
Maybe Mac.
Wait. That person texting is absolutely straight out lying. No Pittsburgh driver has ever gone through the Squirrel Hill tunnels at 60
it's
miles
60
an hour outside of 2 in the morning because everybody pumps on the brakes as soon as they go through them.
You're right about that. The only person that's ever gone through a tunnel at 60 miles an hour is that one Pitt defensive end from Upper St. Clair. What was that guy's name? Rory Blair. Remember he went through at about 107 miles an hour? Remember
yeah,
that?
Him and Bruce Willis in whatchamacallit, the River
Striking
Cop movie.
Distance.
Striking distance, thank you.
Yes. So I think we're on to this. Could traffic reporting all this time, and not sullying our good friend McAtee, who I want to get back in the office so I could see him. I just like he's such a bundle of joy in the morning. He actually is happy every day. That's why I like seeing him.
Yeah. And he's been dealing with some health issues, I know, lately, but it sounds like he's doing well from the updates I've seen on social media. So that's
awesome.
Good news,
well,
too. And you'd like to, you know, congratulate him for continuing to fight the good fight, you know?
I agree with that. And I want to see him because he always comes in, he says hello, he makes a point to say hello to everybody and asks how they're doing. But that being said, as I now turn the page on all the nice stuff, could all the traffic people be banded together and be and have this secret society where they're just stealing money from their employees?
I'm ready to believe that. Yeah.
Yeah, for years.
There's going to be a 60-minute YouTube video put out by some conspiracy theorists later today. The real truth behind traffic reports in Pittsburgh. And it's going to break it all down, and they'll get somebody on there that purports to be an expert, and they'll say, no, listen, there's actually no – traffic is not a thing. Traffic is made of cake. It's none of it's real. You're just perceiving the traffic, and the traffic reports are telling you where it is.
What if Andy Sheehan blew up all the traffic reporters and was like, this has been a secret society for years that is run by, and it's essentially just a pyramid scheme of sorts that Dick Scringer has been on the top of for years.
You know who would blow that up would be Marty. Marty would do that.
Hey, producer Matt, what does Marty say when he's what's his one? Hey, you know what I mean? You know what was he saying on the air?
I think it was, you know what I mean.
You know, hey,
come on,
you know what I'm saying?
Come on,
yeah, that's what
you
it is. Somebody will call and they'll make a really bad point. They'll be like, hey, Marty, you know these masks? And nobody got these masks because you know what? I heard one time in masks, they causes nasal congestion that can lead to cancer. You know, that's what I heard down at work the other day. And Marty will just go, come on, come on, come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on. I mean, what are we doing? Come on.
Yeah, that's what he'll say. I mean, come on. And then he'll go right, the best is Marty's style on radio. He'll go, come on, come on, come on. We got to get to a break. I'll talk to you. And it just goes to a break.
He does hit the brakes in a very a Zeiss-like manner.
Come on, come on, come on. I'll be back at you. And then bang, a commercial's on. Oh, so these traffic, back to the traffic. It could be like Kathy Bergeron, everybody that's ever been involved in this. Do you think
they're
they've
all
are sworn to secrecy?
We may be onto something here, yeah. This may be the next great conspiracy theory.
You think? I think McAtee's sitting at home right now going, oh my gosh, these guys found us out. They're all furiously texting on their traffic text updates. Like, listen, these guys found us out. You tell Sam Hall in that helicopter to shut his mouth.
Tell Sam Hall to shut his mouth. That's
by the way, top five nicest men in the world, Sam Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, did you ever run into Sam Hall doing high school football?
No, I have not.
Uh-huh. He does high school football, play-by-play. Super good, too. Love the guy. Really good guy. Anyway, so, Chris, your theory is traffic. Now that I started talking about it, I forced you to think this morning on the pre-show.
Yeah,
your
you
theory
did.
Is you could write the traffic scripts every day pretty much, and they're 90% the same.
Yeah, I think, like, you know how Colony has a template for his updates? And Colony's updates, update templates are very skeletal. Like, there's an opening and a closing, and
yes,
he knows where the sponsor reads are going to be for the most part, and he has those plugged in, and he can kind of copy and paste and move things around. I'm saying the traffic people go next level to where, like, they've just got a certain thing for, like, the first hour or so that they know they can say and get away with, and it's always going to be true. And so they don't really need to start, unless there's a big major accident or, like, there's, you know, a weather event that causes something crazy to happen. They don't have to really go hard until, like, I mean, pre-pandemic, probably like 7 o'clock, you know, when traffic starts to pick up. Now, geez, do they even have to before, like, 8:30 or 9? Because how many people are really hitting the roads?
And it's seasonal, too, right? They get kind of on that teacher schedule. They sort of mail it in over the summer because there's not weather they got to deal with, like ice and snow and stuff. A couple icy spots. Watch yourself, Boulevard of the Allies, coming off the Fort Pitt. There it is. Those are. And how would you know? That's the other thing. Aren't you always like looking for ice? How would you know? I'm convinced they make stuff up.
I'm here for this being the next great conspiracy theory. We are in a time where conspiracy theories, it doesn't take much more than just the tiny seed of a thought for that thing to germinate and turn into a full-blown conspiracy theory. This is the next great one.
I am on this train too, and I've said it for years. Every young up-and-comer they've ever had on TV traffic that's been trying to make hay, that's trying to – Trisha Pittman is the queen. She's like, oh, you want some? Sorry. Nope. And that person will last like 6 months, and Trisha Pittman, nope. No, she's quietly just been smashing people for like 25 years.
She gets in there and gets after it every single day.
Every day, except today when Liz Kilmer's in. So
yeah, well, I mean – you got to let her have a day off here and there.
I work in Murrysville 5 days a week, man. I'm telling you, going into the city in the morning is never a problem like they make it out to be. The text.
Well, hold on. This guy's going against the flow of traffic.
No.
He's saying he
going
goes
into
out
the
of
city.
The city. No,
oh, yeah.
He's going out of the city in the morning. And in the afternoon, you're going against the flow of traffic. That's why you don't have any problems, my man. Enjoy your commute.
Yeah, that's a pretty good call. I mean, right. The guy's like swimming upstream. I mean, he's just flying against the grain of traffic. It'd be pretty easy. Yeah, it's weird, though. I see all these cars bumper to bumper on the other side. Maybe they're in a jam. Not me.
I think this guy, I don't know who he is, but this guy is going to be the leader of our conspiracy theory. He's the one that's going to do the research because he keeps responding, and he's all in on this being a total conspiracy theory. Go do the research, my man. Put the video up on YouTube. I want to see it by the end of the weekend, why Pittsburgh traffic is a hoax.
I want to see McAtee and Kathy Berger's text chain right now. It's like they found us out. We're going to be bagging groceries.
Good morning, Greg.
They find us hot, Greg. Oh, that's another one that Marty does. They'll come on. He'll go, hey, Kath.
Yeah. Kath. Tell me about it.
Oh, man. Michael McHenry at 8. Seth Rohrbaugh from the Trib to talk hockey at 8:30. At 9 o'clock. We'll tell you a little bit later. But at 9 o'clock, we are going to have one of the greatest Pittsburgh-centric drafts you'll ever hear. Or at least we think it's very funny. So there's that. Lots to talk about. Good morning to you. You've made it to through another week. It's Friday. Hello, Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.